You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is great, but all too familiar, by Angela Watercutter. If there's one truism in comic book movie making, it's that giant superhero team-ups are almost always surefire hits. And then there's Fantastic Four. There are some things that reshoots and wigs just can't cover up. But what's less true is that superhero team-up sequels will have the same good fortune. All the right ingredients can be there, good cast, same director, bomb-ass CGI, and for whatever reason, the movie just doesn't ascend as high as its predecessor, such is the case with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Like any good mixtape, James Gunn serves up a steady vibe, and it's a familiar one to fans of 2014's GOTG. There's Peter Quill, or Star-Lord, played by Chris Pratt, who still has his Cock of the Walkman swagger. Gamora, Zoe Saldana, continues to kick ass and thwart Quill's advances. Drax, Dave Bautista, has perfected being the living embodiment of big dumb fun. And Rocket, voiced by Bradley Cooper, managed to maintain a bottomless reserve of dickish rejoinders. The only perceptible difference this time around comes courtesy of Groot. Well, baby Groot. A marble-eyed CGI bundle of emotional manipulation who's been raking in the aww since the first trailer dropped. But as long as we're talking mixtapes, think back to the first mixtape your crush gave you. You remember the songs, the sequence, even the smell of the air wherever you listened to it. Now quick, what was on the second mixtape they made you? You may remember some of it, but chances are you're having a tough time remembering if the opening track was by Steely Dan or Stevie Nicks, or, you know, any non-1978 equivalent. That doesn't mean Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 isn't fun. If you like superhero flirting, bonding, and not too graphic dick jokes, it's a hoot. There might even be a tearjerker or two. But if you're hoping for something radically different from the first Guardians, you might be disappointed. There is, of course, one new prominent member to the Guardians supergroup this time around, and he's the one that causes all the drama and makes it all worth it. As Ego, Kurt Russell plays the role of living planet and father of Star-Lord perfectly. The first film, you remember, focused a lot on Quill not knowing who his father was and simultaneously finding a new family in his fellow Guardians. Side B is Quill meeting Ego, who claims to be his dad and also, by his mere presence, threatens to break up that family in its infancy. And Russell, being the most Kurt Russell he can be, walks the line between charmer and do we trust him with ease. In fact, he brings more multidimensionality to Volume 2 than anyone else, to wit, his analysis of the Looking Glass song Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. Also new to the galaxy is Aisha, played by Elizabeth Debicki, the leader of a superior-acting, gold-skinned group known as the Sovereigns, who are out to get the Guardians for stealing some of their highly valuable batteries. It's her quest for retribution that ultimately brings back fan favourite Yondu, Michael Rooker, whom she sends after the Guardians and who loses favour with his fellow Ravagers for seemingly going soft on Star-Lord, and that leads to the movie's final showdown. Speaking of which, see this movie in 3D if you can, because it's really quite beautiful. Aisha will no doubt also play a large role in the larger Marvel Cinematic Universe, so keep an eye on what she does. All of this adds up to a movie that is no doubt a joy. The humour, even if it is like Drax's laughter feels forced, is there. So is the camaraderie, and stunning visuals, and a super fun soundtrack. There's no reason to think that fans of the last Guardians movie, and Marvel movies in general, won't love it. It just might feel like the second time around the same dance floor. Towards the end of Volume 2, someone, we won't spoil who, gives Star-Lord a new music device. The joke is that it's a Zune. After marvelling that it can hold 300 songs, he scrolls through the menu and, like he did at the end of the last movie, fires up a track. It's Cat Stevens' Father and Son. Peter Quill, like Marvel, like James Gunn, like this movie itself, knows how to shut up and play the hits.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.